Good morning. Welcome to the Blacklands Cafe. I'm John Mark Dempsey. Have a cup of coffee on the house. It's Friday, June 6th. Our guest in the cafe this morning is A&M Commerce Professor of Economics, Dr. Dale Funderburk. Birthdays, tennis great Bjorn Borg is 58 today. This day in history, June 6th, 1944, 70 years ago today, D-Day, the Normandy invasion.
June 6th, 1944, and the greatest armada in military history is assembled in England for an assault on Hitler's fortress Europe. For this long-awaited D-Day, the Allies have assembled 12,000 planes to protect a surface force of 4,000 ships, all under the supreme command of General Dwight D. Eisenhower, who has British General Montgomery at his side. The Allied forces have nearly 3 million troops trained for the assault, and British and U.S. planes bomb the French coast around the clock.
In 1933, the first drive-in movie theater opened in Camden County, New Jersey, from the BBC.
The drive-in has been immortalized in pop culture, in songs and films. Drive-ins took off in post-World War II America. At one point, more than 4,000 dotted the land. They proliferated rapidly.
You know, Americans that had new babies, cars, looking for entertainment, the drive-ins were the perfect blend of that.
In 1844, the Young Men's Christian Association, the YMCA, was founded in London. In 1949, George Orwell's prophetic novel, 1984, was published. Number one on the charts in 1958, the harmonies of Phil and Don, the Everly Brothers, and All I Have to Do is Dream.
Dream, 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 when I want you in my arms, when I want you, and all your charms whenever I want you. All I have to do is dream.
On the KETR events calendar, Saturday is National Trails Day. Lots of activities at Cooper Lake State Park starting at 9:30 a.m. Hike, bike, run, or geocache. Meet at Coyote Run Trailhead and join thousands around the United States in National Trails Day. A guided hike will leave at 9:30 a.m. Bring water, a cap, camera, appropriate footwear, and GPS if you're geocaching. National Trails Day, Saturday at Cooper Lake State Park. For more information, see events at KETR.org. Our guest at the cafe this morning is A&M Commerce Professor of Economics, Dr. Dale Funderburk. Good morning.
Good morning.
Our thought for the day, actually, we're going to have two different ones today. This first is from economist Adam Smith, who said, "It is not from the benevolence of the butcher, the brewer, or the baker that we expect our dinner, but from their regard to their own interest."
Right.
And from John Maynard Keynes, he said, "Capitalism is the astounding belief that the wickedest of men will do the wickedest of things for the greatest good of everyone."
Quite a contrast.
Yeah. And the thing is that by a very strange coincidence, Adam Smith, the ultimate advocate of the free market, and John Maynard Keynes, for whom Keynesian economics was named, basically management of the economy by the government, both celebrated their birthdays on June 5th, which I noticed to my surprise. You said you knew this, but it kind of came as a little bit of a surprise to me. And so today we're going to compare and contrast Adam Smith and John Maynard Keynes, both of whom are very influential even today.
Even today, and to me a thing that's really interesting is that you have two economists who, in my view, are the most influential economists of all times. And even though Adam Smith put his book out in 1776, Keynes in the Depths of the Depression in 1936, they're very, very relevant today. And if you look at the policy debates going on today, it goes very much along the sides of these two men.
Still comes back to Adam Smith and Keynes.
Absolutely.
So the average guy walking down the street who's never heard of either one of these guys, Adam Smith or John Maynard Keynes, he says, "So what?"
What do they mean to average people, average working people today?
What they mean is that if you look at the debate going on in our society today, largely, what is the role of government? How much should government be involved with the economy? And so if you talk about things such as minimum wage, stimulus packages, federal deficits and all, that's all very much Keynesian. The other side saying the government has too much red tape, they're strangling the economy, they're stifling innovation, they're slowing it down. That's very much Adam Smith.
Mm-hmm. Adam Smith, were he alive today, probably would be a libertarian, would you think?
Yes, I would. Now, one of the things I will say is that many people have the view that Adam Smith would say, well, there's really nothing that government should do. But his book, The Wealth of Nations, he listed a number of things that he did feel was for government. Now, we attach that term laissez-faire or leave it alone to him. But he was not an extremist in terms of there's no role for government.
We're talking with A&M Commerce Professor of Economics, Dr. Dale Funderburk. You mentioned the stimulus a few years ago that is still controversial today. And this is, you know, the huge increase in government spending that came about at the beginning of this terrible recession we had a few years ago. I suppose Smith basically would have been opposed to that, and Keynes would have been cheering it on.
Absolutely. As a matter of fact, the whole thing of a stimulus package and a multiplier effects and all that we hear so much about, that came directly from Keynes. Now, Keynes was not the first ever to think about a multiplier, but he's one who very much popularized that notion and brought it into the public arena.
Is it possible that each one, Adam Smith and Keynes, would be right at certain times, given the economic conditions? Or do you pretty much have to kind of line up behind one guy or the other?
No, really, I do think that it's a thing. When you look at economic history there, I view it as a pendulum-type swing. When Adam Smith came along, the prevailing thought at the time and the policy was something we call mercantilism, which was very much a government hands-on. Government was involved in regulating and managing virtually every aspect of the economy, and it was strangling it. Mm. Had Adam Smith come along at, let's say, the depths of the Depression, we wouldn't have heard of him.
Yeah. Yeah. And then Keynes came along, I guess, at the right time for him.
Absolutely. For him, when he came along, that era that we call classical economics, which was very much, well, there's not that much of a role for government there, that the economy will self-correct. Well, if you come along in the midst of the Depression there and you say, no, it won't, well, you're obviously right. And so you have an immediate audience.
Right. Do economists today tend to line up behind one of these guys or the other, or do they each have their own camps pretty much?
No, it is a thing that people, I would say, will fall in the category much closer to one or the other. Mm-hmm. Those that you see who are very much in terms of, well, the stimulus program was good, it just wasn't large enough. You can know that person is going to be a Keynesian there. And almost all of the policies they're going to be advocating would be ones that would be pretty consistent with Keynes.
Yeah.
The ones who are saying, no, you know, you're screwing up the economy rather than making it better, while they're not saying we're Adam Smith economists, they are free market economists, and that's what Adam Smith was about.
And they're coming out of that tradition.
Yes.
Well, it's interesting they both had June 5th as their birthday, so we missed it just by a little bit, but still worth a conversation. So
absolutely.
So, Dale, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us this morning.
My pleasure.
Dr. Dale Funderburk, who's professor of economics here at A&M Commerce, and you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station 88.9 KETO.